Welcome to Lore It Up Season 4, powered by Bazzotti Magazine. I'm your host, Luke. On this season, we'll be talking to different people across the Cropover season, whether this is band leaders, artists, event producers, and many other cultural practitioners. Thank you for listening to us, and we look forward to taking you through the 2024 Cropover season. We are back for 2024 with another episode of Lore It Up, and I'm here today with Mr. Ryan Codrington from Vida by Esquire. We're here to discuss everything about 2023 as well as what people can look forward to for Cropover 2024. Mr. Codrington, welcome.
Pleasant good morning to you, Mr. Luke Bazzotti, man. Mr. Cropover, how are you?
I'm going fantastic, man. Mm-hmm. How are things with you?
You know, poke.
Yeah.
every day is something new, and excited for Cropover this year, for sure.
I think everybody is really looking forward. So I want to just pop back to Cropover 2023.
Yeah.
It was the first year for Vida by Esquire on the road. Mm-hmm. How was that as the first time on the road, bringing a band on the road? And then what was the reception that you got to as well?
There are many ways I could look at it. The first thing I would say was very fulfilling, I would say, after being in the planning stages for years about what we wanted to bring to the landscape. Cropover landscape, the Kadumande landscape. It was very fulfilling to see it all come to fruition. It was stressful.
Yeah.
It was a lot of stress because even though many members of the team have things that they do, and I just put let's leave it as things that they do because there's so many different aspects of the Cropover landscape they are a part of, whether it be hospitality or whether it be events or whether it be band on the road. Members of our team, the directorship, they wear different hats.
Yeah.
So I know even though they are accustomed dealing with things throughout the season, I know for all of us it was a new frontier. Mm-hmm. Let's just put it that way. It was something new to us. For me and for Janelle, it was different because we are accustomed dealing with women fashion and accustomed dealing with sections and costuming over the years. Mm-hmm. But this time it was a full band. And a full band comes with a lot of different moving parts. And I'm mostly proud to say that wherever there was a challenge, specifically to costuming, very few of them, but wherever there was one, we were able to overcome, find solutions quickly and really hard. Some very happy masqueraders at the end of it, even coming out of, you know, whatever issues they may have encountered along the way.
Yeah, because every you have a plan and then challenges emerge naturally, but everybody had a fantastic time, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but people within Mascovado had, if whatever challenge they were surmounted.
Yeah.
And then they also like that the band tweaked things so that, especially for plus size masqueraders, they could have something, a costume that made them feel seen on the road, that was still sexy, that was still appropriate.
Yeah.
And they had a fantastic time.
For us, we really wanted to spent a lot of time verifying areas where individuals would have issues, not only in Cropover or for Kaduman, but generally for any sort of festival related activity. And that is from the food and beverage perspective, as well as the costuming perspective, as well as our overall customer experience perspective. And for us, we spent a lot of time and resources, you know, trying to find solutions for problems that we knew existed before or that may have arisen as a result of us bringing our band on the road. And I feel very confident that the efforts that we made in that area paid off in the end.
Yes, that I believe so too. So then that takes us then to Cropover 2024.
Yeah.
So we know by a lot season is coming up. What can people look forward to from Vida by Esquire?
What people could look forward to? Let me tell you could look forward to everything you had for 2023 if you were at VXE Masquerader. Mm-hmm. And you could look forward to that plus more. And when I say plus more, I don't want people to look from it as from a provisional perspective, like, you know, if you had one drink, you get two. No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, like, the experience, we trying to keep the experience ours, meaning if you were at Vida by Esquire for Crop Over, for Kadumant, that experience should be the more or less the same.
Yeah.
On from the band launch to the band house experience, to distribution and on the road, you should have either the same experience or an elevated experience. Yes. We're aiming for elevated experience overall.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, what we're trying to do is to maintain that this is the way we do things, you know?
So that there's a consistency to what a masquerader can expect.
Correct. Because for us, we're not really doing this because either we did it the same way before many, many years, or we're trying to be like any other entity. No, we're trying to be our own experience. And the way we curate it is the way we want everyone to experience it. Mm-hmm. So what to expect in 2024? Great costume design, an excellent catered experience on the road, from the culinary experience to a beverage experience. We have some exciting surprises to add in there as well. We want to work with building valuable relationships with our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the big efforts that we're making in 2024 to ensure that we kind of incorporate what they're trying to achieve as well into our ecosystem. So that's a major thing that we're working on together as a team and with our sponsors, and you would see more of that coming up pretty soon as well. It's going to be made hopefully evident to everyone that we really wanted to make an effort to really ingrain ourselves into the Barbadian landscape from a band perspective as well, from a business perspective, you know. And as well, I feel like we want a nice bright Kadumant day.
Yeah.
For us at Vida by Esquire, I think this year we want to be a little more expressive creatively. And I know you might look at me and be like, what do you mean? More than what you already
more
doing?
More than what you had already?
Yeah. But now we stick into that. We want to be as Bajan as possible. We are the Bajan band, you know. Again, I will not repeat this for who didn't hear the first podcast, right? You know, yes, it sounds strange coming from a Trinidadian
voice, right?
But Luke could attest it.
Yes, definitely.
That, you know, the passion for Barbados is there and it's clear.
That's true.
My grandfather would be proud, you know.
That's
Bajan, you know. So when we sit and we speak as the directorship at Vida by Esquire, our thing is we really want to ensure that all the masqueraders enjoy themselves, but they leave with a value-oriented or valuable experience that they could look forward to for 2025. Because my concern now is 2024, we planned it, we have it coming, we're going and execute it, but we want to ensure that people know we mean business and we're going to be here to stay, you know?
Right, yeah, that people don't come away feeling, oh, it's a money grab, or
no,
you're just
it's
doing it, or it's just
that.
Another Kadumant band, and you know, what sets you apart, so that they get an understanding of what the band is, what the brand is, what the ethos is, you know, and they come away with an experience to say, okay, that was really good. Because that was a lot of feedback that we got from last
year. Yeah, and I mean, I appreciate you too and the Basodi team. I feel like if we working so closely together last year, it opened up my eyes a little bit as to what generally the general population says in about Crop Over, about Kadumant. So now that I have that information, and now that we as the team have that information, we are able to add value. I keep using that term value.
We needed
to add value where value needed to be added, you know?
Yeah.
And I feel like part of our process over the last year was definitely listening more than we spoke.
Yeah.
We don't really say much.
Right, exactly.
Except when I hear.
When they get to catch y'all on the podcast, come and talk to me. As you said, the feedback that we got, the way that the experience was on the road.
Yeah.
So in terms of the calendar of events for the season, what can people expect? What can people expect from the band launch? What can they expect throughout the Crop Over season?
Yeah.
And then what can they expect on the road Kadumant Day?
So when I went to the venue for the band launch yesterday, mm-hmm. We were having a little chat about our plans. I was speaking to one of our directors and I was explaining to him that the band launch is almost, we aiming for a deja vu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of feeling for the band launch, because naturally, in the way I approach things, mm-hmm. Personally, that is, and I could speak for myself and I could speak for my wife, Janelle, from the fashion design perspective, mm-hmm. we tend to always blow things up and rearrange it. Yeah. That's just generally something how different. We always looking to do something like extremely different. But we learn that sometimes there's power in being consistent, mm-hmm. and bringing something that brings that, you know, that memory, that great memory had. And that's the experience we want persons who would have attended. Because really and truly, the attendeeship last year wasn't only physical. Mm-hmm. Have a lot of people who would have watched the band launch from the perspective of other persons' posts.
Yes, that's true.
From
that's
social true. Media and also from what we would have put out there, what you would have put out yeah. there. So we don't really want someone to see that and say to themselves when they come this year, to kind of, again, keep what we have, mm-hmm. and expand and elevate where we can. Mm-hmm. So the band launch is going to be expressive, mm-hmm. from our creative standpoint in terms of, you know, the design, the decor, that kind of stuff, yes. is going to be very interesting and new and fresh and stuff. But it's also going to ensure for a very enjoyable viewing experience for the individuals that there. We want them to feel up and close approach to costuming, so that they can see the costumes good, they could kind of almost interact with it. And then to the theme for this year, which we'll talk about, I'm guessing, shortly.
Yeah.
It's going to be expressed throughout the event as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the band launch. And you asked about calendar of events. We still chatting with many different groups about the entire calendar. But I mm-hmm. can definitely say at this point that we're going to do our first cruise this year.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's something that we're kind of excited about too.
Yeah.
You know, the team, Ryan Ford, Corin, everyone from the Esquire Entertainment side, you know, we wanted to put that, when we work together on a cruise, you know, it's going to
be
a
VXC. Yeah,
it's going to be a bit of a Esquire cruise.
Yeah, that's going to be fun, yeah.
So we're going to put our take on what cruising experience will be, because if we have to be real, right,
mm-hmm.
cruising is a Bajan thing.
Yeah, very, oh, very, very Bajan, yeah.
I've been on countless, in Trinidad it's called a boat cruise, I've been on countless, but only when I came across the Barbados and I would have been attending cruises with Stiffy or with Jaguar and them, mm-hmm. and I actually understood that it's a part of the Bajan culture now. That is a Bajan thing.
Scale, that's a staple. Yeah.
Cruising and you're on the water is different in Barbados, you know?
True.
So we want to show that, you know, we could add to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we're definitely going to have a cruise. And then, of course, we look, when you say event calendar, distribution for us is a big thing. Last year was our first year.
Right.
So we kind of kept some stuff in the chamber. This year we want to, again, using that terminology, be more expressive,
mm-hmm.
in our approach to costume distribution. And then of course we have Kaduman Day, which is our staple at this point in time when it comes to events. And then I'll say this much, Boxing Day, we have something new.
Ah, yeah.
Not so new in terms of when you think about the design of the event is something that we would have done before.
Right,
but we're going to bring that experience to the Boxing Day time. So that's later on in the year. And I mean, I don't know if you could talk about it here, but you know, Basel D and VXE.
Yeah.
We had some stuff planned for last year that we didn't do because of time.
Manage, yeah.
But I feel this year we could do it. I don't know
I
what you think.
I think so too. I definitely feel so. Definitely feel we can get to that.
So yeah, you could do some stuff like that. We're going to have limes. We want to have Barn House limes. We want to collaborate with locals as well.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we want to do is we want to have a lime, a traditional Bajan lime, working mm-hmm. with Rosol and Ashley Constance and her team, mm-hmm. really trying to bring out that Bajan aesthetic into the landscape. And sometimes, you know, it's about going to your roots, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Do that kind of shop lime feel.
Shop lime, yeah.
Yeah, she did something like that. A couple of kind of around COVID was very well received. So it'd be good to bring that energy, that Bajan-ness.
Yeah, I invited one of my friends and who's like our business partner, friend or brother, really close person to me. Mm. While he's here now with me actually in Barbados. And we driving around yesterday, you know, just hitting different spots. He wanted to kind of see the island. And he's been here before, but never for a period where he could just relax.
Yeah.
And we driving around and we went to like Lemon Arbor and we went to a couple other places. And he just stopped me at that point. He's like, Ryan, listen, as a Trinidadian living in Houston, I know about life and entertainment. But you know what I don't understand? I was like, what's that? He's like, bro, all of these older guys just comfortably liming all these shops all over the island, bro.
Just standard, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, you know, I've never witnessed that before. And I was just like, you know, I've mentioned that before. It's so different to see now, you know. Mm-hmm. People from the older guys, whether it be from in the 80s, and 90s, 70s, they liming on the just block. They liming on the in the just, back.
Yeah.
Yeah, they liming
just
by
the
bar.
Shop, the day,
yeah.
the chatting.
They're eating our bread and two.
Yeah.
You know, they're eating some fried fish, some grilled fish and grilled potatoes. And like everywhere we go, because, you know, we stopping ever so often to get a beer, you know, thing.
Yeah.
And he just keeps seeing it. Carrying for sauce yesterday too. Mm-hmm. And, you know, things like that. He was just like, you know, he never really see it from this perspective before.
Yeah. Right, because he wouldn't have experienced it like that.
He would have come around crop over time most times. He came for my wedding too in Barbados.
Okay, yeah.
And we had our events and stuff planned out. But in terms of actually experience it on just a regular weekend. And I guess that is what we want to kind of really bring out.
Yes, to really express,
like, what is Bajan?
Yeah.
You know, what is really Bajan, you know?
Yeah.
I have my idea what is Bajan, and other people may have theirs, but I'm sure if we come together, all these concepts put together, we could really create a real Bajan experience throughout our calendar of events, you know?
I love that. I love that there's that thematic going through it, you know, running through it, that linking thread.
Yeah.
You want to get into the theme now?
I know. That's like the perfect segue, right? So one of the things we did yesterday, I took him and he was just like, you know, I hear you on the phone all day talking about the band and stuff and I can't understand the theme. So when he didn't say he can't understand, he was like, how do you come up with it?
Yeah.
So I was like, listen, I'll show you. So we went down to Bridgetown, mm-hmm. where we park, we take a little walk, Stiffy join us, mm-hmm. walk through the streets. And if we know, we get some dunks. You know, and we're walking through, I can't remember which street that was, not Broad Street, but one of the ones that no cars drive on. I can't mm-hmm. remember the name of it. No.
Probably Swan Street.
Swan Street. And with all the umbrellas and the colors and stuff and thing. And, you know, he's just like, yo, you know, it's so hot. And I was like, yo, what about the water? He's like, you know, I could drink this. I need some sugar in it. So he asked for a Pedialyte. I was like, you know, I could get some else that better than a Pedialyte. And then we walked over to like by where the bridge is, mm-hmm. in front there by the Shiffert, where the boats are. Mm-hmm. And there's Swing this bridge. Guy, there's this guy who's always there.
Oh man,
with a snow cone cart, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, what you want? And he was like, you know, I don't know, never really see all of these flavors of snow cone before. And I was like, listen, that's the theme right there.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh. I was like, yep. So the theme for VXC 2024 is Icy Temptations.
Mm,
and
yes.
It really started because there is a general love for snow cones.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But snow coning in Barbados is different.
Different. Yeah, it is.
Than anywhere else in the world.
You don't see it.
Certain things you see here when it comes to snow cones and the delivery of snow cones that you don't see anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why we didn't just call it VXC Snow Cone
mm-hmm.
is because Icy Temptations you could segue off into a whole landscape of Icy Temptations in the Barbadian landscape. And that's what we did. So it started off from our love for snow cones and it moved into everything icy. That icy treats that, you know, Bajans enjoy day to day. And I feel like if some of it is Some of it is intuitive.
Mm.
You know, you get it right away.
You get it right,
Some of it as well, it would be like, oh. Right,
yeah.
Have some aha moments inside there.
Like, oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah.
Correct. And I think that when you see the costume design, when you see our themology and so on expressed in social media, you're going to notice that, yeah.
We see the linkages then between... the theme and the design and that type of stuff.
So those icy temptations that you may be a part of or you may enjoy, you're gonna see it throughout our expression for Kaduma 2024.
I like that. I really, really like that. And I like that you're taking something that's so such a cultural staple for Barbados and then twisted it into a whole theme then, because that's something that people wouldn't have experienced. We so accustomed to pulling things from the outside.
Yeah.
Mother culture.
To be honest, we're not really interested in that.
Yeah.
Just being honest.
Yeah.
Like, even when we speak internally, you know, the whimsical is not for us.
Mm-hmm. Like, typical whimsical, yeah.
I mean, Barbados is an island,
mm-hmm.
But I'm sure for the next upcoming years, we're going to stick to Bajan themes.
Yeah,
I think that's the power in having people who are very passionate about product Barbados.
Yeah, and your culture, history, and your heritage, and what.
Yeah.
And it takes like that kind of creative intuition to say, look at the entire landscape and what can I pull from this?
Mm-hmm.
What can I get? And then how do I expand it out into a theme, you know, and make it into a theme and really fully flesh it out without devolving into ChatGPT nonsense where it's just random script and what are they talking about? But it's a real theme and it's a good idea because
I mean, there's power in the whimsical. Eh?
Yeah, there's power in that.
But I feel like if we're the Bajan band, let's stick to things that we could touch and see and feel and smell.
Feeling so much you could pull from.
Yeah. I don't think we'd be short on ideas.
Yeah.
No. At least for the next couple of years.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying at some point we don't start to look worldly for inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that for now we are focused on keeping the inspiration completely Bajan.
I like that. And it's unique. It gives a unique touch. And then it goes back to what you would have said before about VXC being the Bajan band.
Yeah. That's what it is. I mean, I know I would have loved to have some other members of the team here to add to that. Last year I was here with Stiffy.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, just by the nature of who we align ourselves with, you know, it's product Barbados. That's all it is.
And that's also too where you got the launch too with the bus and the performances.
Last year we had the buses, the performances. This year we added some new concepts to the launch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we mightn't have absolutely everything we had last year, but we're going to have some new stuff this year for you to experience. So I feel like if you did not come to our band launch last year for whatever reason, I feel like this year is the year you could come.
Could come. And
take a look and see what it is, you know, we stand for at Vida by Esquire, you know. I mean, I know we're going to create lots of good videos afterwards so people can look back at them and then see the time that they enjoy. But, you know, we really and truly making an effort to get it going as a band launch, from a band launch perspective, really reintroducing the concept of band launching.
Yeah, because it was a marked decline just generally for band launching, you know. So it's good that to see bands bringing it back and then you're having that experience so people could come and say yes. It's not just a band launch where I come and I look at the costumes on stage and I go home.
Right.
But it's also an experience. I come, I enjoy the decor, I enjoy the setup, I enjoy everything as an event. And then on top of it, I get to see the costumes launch.
Yep.
And then, you know, I have that entire experience encapsulated within that launch.
Yeah. So, I mean, for us, we wanted to really show that we could add value to almost every touch point
for
Kaduma Day band.
Yeah.
Not just on the road.
Throughout the season, you really carry people on the journey.
Yeah, we come and join us on this journey, basically.
Yeah. So you come at the band launch, it's like, oh, you know, I didn't haven't jumped in years or, I didn't think, let me come back, let me see what it is. Let me see what them telling me at the launch. Let me see what vibe them bringing, what energy them bringing. Because I think also through the band launch, sets the tone for a lot of people because it definitely set the tone last year.
Yeah, we aim to do the same. This year, the band launches on April 7th.
Mm-hmm.
It's at our VXC Gardens in Society St. John. Mm-hmm. You know, come out to St. John, come to Codrington Court in that general area and experience a true Bajan approach to band launch. Yeah. This year we intend on starting early, just like last year we did start early.
Yeah.
We're going until 10, partying. Last year we partied down.
Party
hard too last year. One thing I wanted to touch on before we even continue with the band launch is that just to show you, or show everyone our approach to family, it's important that how we value our VXC people. We know pre-registration has started.
Right.
It's available online. You could go and pre-register for a short period in time. You pay $100 or $200 Barbadian. Mm-hmm. And that guarantees you your space in the band. Because mm-hmm. When everybody asks me, you know, you're a lot of good bits of people on the road. I was like, yeah, we had way more than we expected in year one.
Yeah, we did.
but I know we're not going to cross our year two threshold at all. Mm-hmm. Our focus is on growing organically. We're not greedy.
Right.
We're trying to make sure that the experience is the same across the board. So we have our numbers. We're capping our numbers for 2024 as well. Mm-hmm. So we know that some individuals would have reached out to us early on in the year for concern that, you know, I hope I get my spot back in VXC and that kind of stuff. And my thing is, you know, good pre-register and ensure that we have you on our platform. And also pre-registration guarantees you access to a particular price point as well. Because we believe that everyone, and this is something I'll lean into the mic and say, every one of our VXC band members in year one will always be VXC family for us. Mm-hmm. Because you took that leap with us.
Yeah, that true leap of faith.
Yeah.
You could have come with a new band and you might mash it up.
Yeah, so. You took that leap of faith for us and we want to reward that. We believe in loyalty. So what we said to ourselves was, listen, every VXC band member from 2023 is going to have access to the friends and family rate. Mm-hmm. Right? We have a friends and family rate.
Yeah, you do.
Right? I'm not going to describe how much the discount is or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that there is a friends and family rate that they get once they're a band member. Now, the friends and family rate does expire on April 28th, right? And also by time stocks last, you know?
Right, exactly.
We don't know how quickly
we don't know exactly.
No, I hope it's in 2 days.
Right.
But, you know, if it's not, you know, it does expire. But every member of the band in 2023 gets that opportunity to register as a friends and family rate. Mm-hmm. And similarly, anyone who pre-registers, that's also taking a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
By pre-registering with us, right? Once you pre-register with us, you also benefit from that friends and family rate up until April 28th. So that's where, you know, our deposit has to be fully paid by April 28th in order for you to guarantee that price point. And not saying that is much far from the other price points, but you have an opportunity to benefit from that by pre-registering. Mm-hmm. And also all our VXC masqueraders from year one, they have that opportunity as well. And to me, that's just so we just value.
Yeah, it's just value that. Yeah, and then
we just value family. Yeah,
the people, the masqueraders, the consumers get something where they feel, because they give back, like, again, something, being rewarded then for being loyal customer, loyal patron.
Yeah.
And as you say, family.
Yeah. We truly believe in that. And I feel like once you played with VXC last year, you had some sort of interaction with our customer experience team, whether it be myself, whether it be Janelle, and, with the design perspective, costuming perspective, or any other band members, Catman in the band house.
Yeah, Catman,
you know, anybody.
Everybody exactly. Was there,
Once you had an experience with us at some point, you know that we value that. You know, the names, some of the names I'm seeing who pre-registered already, those names just, you know, flip back to me immediately. I was like, oh yeah, I remember her. I remember them
in the battles. Remember them coming through. Yeah,
exactly. So I feel like coming out of this conversation I'm having with you now, I wanted to be sure to speak on the pre-registration process and the value that it brings. And also to remind individuals that once you played with us last year, you know, we have that little gift for you, for you to redeem this year. So
2024.
So because of that, I feel like if is important in sharing that, you know. As well, the ticket prices are discounted for band members from last year as well.
Okay, that's nice, actually. Like, so then it's like consistently then throughout the season.
Yeah, yeah. Once you're a VXC band member, you know, you're going to get a little gift from us every single time, you know, at every given touch point.
I like that. That, yeah, again, you feel included, it's a family vibe, that type of thing. And then obviously you will have, as you say, the band fest and all those other stuff that in addition to and what they could expect for 2024 throughout the season again with the band and the give backs that they're getting.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's just our perspective for now. In terms of what we're doing for pre-registration, what we're doing for the band launch experience in terms of tickets and so on. All of this is going to be released soon by our social media page, Vida by Esquire, at Vida by Esquire. On Instagram, on Twitter, our website, vidabyesquire.com.
Yes.
We have a new platform for registration. It's very easy. You could click through from our website, vidabyesquire.com. And the platform allows us more flexibility to offer more options for our individuals, you know. So, you know, all of these new things are not very new, but it's interesting to see how we found along the way new ways in which we could cater to people. You know?
Yes, to make the experience, the entire interaction as streamlined as possible.
Yeah, exactly.
So I like that. So a brand new website, and then obviously look forward then to details of the band launch coming forward. And then you can see what you can expect. And as you say, it's not that you can expect something completely brand new, but if you came through last year, you could build on what that experience was.
Yeah, we plan on building. We're building not only a brand, a band, but we're building an experience. And I know people overuse that term, especially in the entertainment industry, right? But I mean, that's what it is.
It was. It really was. Because that's what I remember for On The Road. Like, I have people who still come up to me now and say, when the band launched, you know, because I had such a good time on the road.
Yeah.
Get this, I had that, you know, we had a good time. We went here.
It's exciting because, I mean, for me, My calendar year, 8 months out of the year I spend on working on VXE, right? So it's like, you know, for me it's always great. Last year I fall asleep halfway on the road.
I know
you remember that, right?
Yeah.
I was exhausted. This year hopefully I'm gonna spend more time on the road, enjoying it,
right? Yeah.
But our team works very hard. Those Esquire guys really put all efforts into ensuring that we have a valuable experience on the road. The Vida team, we try to do our best to serve to the customers as well. We know outside of the entities, Esquire and Vida by Esquire, we know the individuals involved are also very much passionate about creating something that, you know, leaves an indelible experience. Indelible effects are on the minds of individuals. So, you know,
like
we're working.
Yeah. That's true. I remember you just took me back to On The Road, you know, Mr. Gopwani on his truck. And that was good. That was a vibe.
Exactly. And you just mentioned some, you know, players that we don't really talk about, but they have, you know, they add into the experience as well.
Yeah, they're good you people. Know? Yeah, they definitely did.
So, you know, Mr. Gopwani and, you know, we have Ryan Braffett in there too. Well. So, you know, we working together with a lot of the members on of our VXC family to ensure that we put forward a good product.
Yes, I think, and that's what most masqueraders want to know, because especially people who didn't get to jump with Vida by Esquire last year, a lot of people came afterwards and were like, okay, that looked really good. You know, how can it be apart from next year? Yeah. Like I was telling you, I fully expected that if you had open pre-registration, the Friday after could do make the band with a sellout, because the way that people responded to it was so strong.
Yeah.
And it's now looking forward to see then, as you say, that you continue to capture that, but you build on it.
Yeah, for us, we wanted to... And if you remember our conversation then, I was just saying, you know, we want to make sure that we do a full recap, a full postmortem of what happened, so that we could we know everyone had a great time. Mm-hmm. The majority of individuals had a great time.
Yeah.
But let's make sure that they can have a better time.
A better time, exactly.
And that's kind of what was the focus working over the last few months.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it will pay off, man.
I think it will pay off. I well believe that.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
I look forward to that. So, yeah. So, thank you so much for coming through today, Ryan.
I mean, anytime, bro.
Anytime,
I mean, I was just wondering if there's anything else I needed to share. But I feel like, you know, Vida by Esquire is easy to find.
Yeah, exactly. You know them on social media.
Yeah.
At Vida by Esquire, on Twitter, Instagram.
Yeah. And I feel like also, you know, if you have any questions and concerns, reach out to us.
Yes.
And send us any questions, anything. Like, you know, we're very responsive. Sometimes we miss messages. Like last year, I remember one or two people were upset with me personally because I didn't respond, or members of my team didn't respond the messages around Kuduman time specifically. And I was saying that, you know, that's one of the areas we know we had to expand on our communication in terms of ensuring that they're just individuals, just answering emails, answering messages, things like that, you know?
Somebody always plug in,
Yeah, we always have somebody plugged in. And I feel like if, starting from the band launch thereafter, communication lines would be wide open.
Yeah. So any questions, as you say, you have in terms of that you secure your spot.
Yeah.
What is the pre-registration entitled you to? Okay, I've signed up. What can I choose?
The only piece of advice I would have is just not to stick up.
Yeah, just don't stick up. Yeah, because people will have come to me late in the season. I talking late July, ask you, oh, look what you could do for me. I was a section salo. There are other sections there that you can choose. You know, these are the options that are available to you.
I mean, I'm being optimistic, but really and truly, when we push early sales and we hopeful that we sell out at a reasonable rate and everybody gets an opportunity to experience the ones from last year and some new
people
still looking
who
for
want
our experience. Like everybody come down the road.
Come.
but for us, we want to say, okay, this is our family for the year, for this year. We're going down the road with these group of people.
Yeah.
I'd really like to be, again, it's not a money grab. So for us, you're not going to be like open forever.
The big sprawling band that you open up to the last day because you want to get everybody money.
I'm not interested. And Vida by Esquire is not interested in that. Not in the least. We want to ensure that, okay, yeah, we give everybody opportunity to sign up with us. They sign up with us. There's our family for this year. Let's start preparing for them.
Exactly.
And I think that there's power in doing that early.
I think so. I well believe that. So you get... you start early, you get your production early, you lock up early, you produce. Yeah.
And then that's why our first year we launch early.
Mm-hmm.
Second year we're doing the same thing. April 7th is not late by any means. And I feel like if for us, that's the real reason for it. We want to just be early with everything.
Yeah.
So that we could ensure that we guarantee the experience for most people. You know?
Yeah, I feel so. Yeah. So definitely looking forward.
Yeah,
again,
man.
Thanks for coming through.
Appreciate it.
It was a fantastic conversation.
Happy to see that you have your VXC shoulder back.
So, of course, you know, the goodies still lasting over very well from last year.
We have some stuff in the chamber, man. You know, we'll see you soon. But again, look, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate you being on board a second year with us.
I'm glad to be here too.
You're very valuable to us as a band, not only from a perspective of sharing our story across the social media landscape, but also just from your knowledge of the landscape and working with your team has really, really been beneficial to us and we do appreciate
it. The team, we really came together. Shakira, Frank, Lennon, everybody on the road, Ocean too as well.
I know Miss Shakira have a cocktail waiting.
Exactly.
Yeah, cocktail waiting for me, but I'll take that cocktail later on in the week. She might call me with the cocktail
now. Yeah, definitely. Just now. Me too. But yeah, we really enjoy working with you all. It was our first time on the road to our first time doing a session.
Yeah.
It was a fantastic experience. So we definitely back again then for 2024.
Respect.
Yeah, definitely.
According to Stiffy, respect and manners, my brother.